this is an interview with L.I. done on November 4th, 1984 with Josie Fisher. Could you tell me where and when you were born and a little bit about your family?
Yes. My parents lived in that time in Bucharest, mm-hmm. but my mother was alone. No one from her family was there. And then she came in the little town of Huș, who is near Iași in Moldavia.
Do you know how to spell the name of that little town?
That little town is H-U-S-I, but S has a cedil. Mm-hmm. And then the pronunciation is Huș.
And that's near Iași.
Yeah.
So that when you
there
were born in Bucharest or in the small town?
No, in the small town mm-hmm. where my mother family was, mm-hmm. in their home, where my grandparents were, and my aunts and uncle,
What year was this that you were born?
In 1923, mm-hmm. in November.
And both of your parents were living there at this time?
No, my parents didn't. My parents lived in Bucharest.
She just went home to have you.
Yes, to be with her family she will deliver me.
I see.
And that was a very hard thing because the doctors there was a very good one who was young and good but hadn't had the instruments needed to make the delivery, and she was 3 days to do that. Mm. And she was in a very bad situation. She has an infection probably after that, and she never remained pregnant after.
So you were
the only child. I remained the only child. And a daughter, despite the fact that my father wanted very much and only a son. And he didn't believe that the child is a daughter. He came with a train to see that it was a joke or not a joke. And after that, he loved me very much. Very, very much. He was very tender and very understandable and very good for me.
Did you and your mother then go back to Bucharest?
Yes, immediately, in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I came when I was 2 weeks old, I came in Bucharest.
Can you tell me a little bit about your parents and what their background was?
Yes, my mother taught French and what else? And drawing, because she used, after finishing the school she could, she learned painting, and I can show you two painting here, did by herself.
She was an educated woman.
Yeah, and she was very skilled in sewing and painting.
In sewing and painting. Did she have any difficulty getting her education? Was it in Romania at that time?
She had that education only sort of gymnasium.
From the gymnasium.
She was the best in her school, and she can have some friends, but always she was stopped. It was not visiting between her Romanian friends. It was not a visiting in their home. They were very friendly at school, but that was all.
You're talking about with her non-Jewish Romanian friends. There was
not
she
Jewish.
Would not go, she could not go back and forth between
them.
Homes.
But sometime they were very good seen because of the grandfather who was dealing very well with the most important figure in that little town. I told you about my grandfather who came from Russia.
He came from Russia, and could you tell me a little bit about what he did in Romania when he came from Russia?
That I cannot tell you exactly. He worked for a while. He married my grand-grandmother, and he was dealing very well in commerce, I think.
Mm-hmm. And he was friendly with the...
With the best figure there, because he was very cute and outgoing and good singer and good player and joyful, and he was very friendly with them. I think that he helped them in many ways.
You're talking about like the mayor or the the political head of
the
small
political
town.
Head, the army head, and the mayor, like, as you said. Yeah.
This was this a military head or an elected official?
I don't know. The mayor.
The mayor.
I don't know how the mayor, but it was a very little town. Mm-hmm. It was interesting that in that little town was the family and was born the renowned captain of the Iron Guard. In that little town was that family. And my uncle, my mother's brother, was taught German, but the captain father was a teacher of German language.
Your mother's brother was taught German by the father of the Iron Guard.
Yes.
You're referring now to the the head of the Iron Guard during the war.
Yes, but in that particular time was only a family of teachers who were very nationalistic, very chauvinistic and nationalistic.
Was this Sima? Horia Sima?
No. It was Zelia Codreanu. Corneliu Codreanu, he was the captain.
Uh-huh.
Horia Sima was after him.
After him, okay.
After he died.
Okay. Your great-grandfather then was a Jew who was accepted by the establishment in
because he was very useful for them.
Was this an unusual situation in Romania during that time?
Was, somehow. But they accepted some cultivated, some of them who were sufficiently intelligent to see that is a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They accepted in some amount. He was not a friend of their family in totally.
It wasn't social relationship then.
They were in some, it was a ball. It was a ball. He was in that ball, a good figure. He played card with them. He was a good, reliable for some, not thoughts, for some, to give them ideas what to do with this and that in commerce. First of all,
he gave them advice.
They consulted with him. Yeah.
And so there was socialization. Plus,
yes.
he had this role of an advisor.
Yeah.
Were any other people in the town in this position, or was this a very unique kind of situation?
No, he was not absolutely unique, but there are some of them who were. But not accepted in the family, as you have a very good friend and you are seeing here and there, and all when does exist a holiday or a birthday, you are inviting him.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was some sort of club, to say so.
Mm-hmm.
They were setting together in a club to have a good time from time to time.
Did his position in the town affect what happened with your family or your mother's family in that town? Did they have a special position because
not
of his
too,
role?
No, not too much. No,
mm-hmm.
not at all.
Was your father from the same town?
No, my father was from the South Romania.
Mm-hmm.
He came from a modest family, was a worker, my grandfather from that side, who was a technician from doing roof.
A roofer?
Roofer.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, and he died in an accident when my
Your
father...
Your grandfather
My
died.
Grandfather. And my father was the youngest of this family, and he had a very rough childhood. and he take his first classes in a, how to say, to a rabbi.
From a rabbi?
From a rabbi. He was taught from that school.
In a cheder?
In a cheder, uh-huh. Yes. He had these 4 years of cheder, and after that he was obliged to work. When he was 11, he entered to work, and he taught himself. His development was done by himself.
So he did not. He did not have a regular public school education.
Yeah.
Went from cheder into.
Yes, because of that cost of money, and he couldn't offer himself. And in that little town was not a special school in Bucharest, where Jewish schools the children. The Jewish children who has no possibilities from their own parents to go to the Romanian state school, then they could learn in that school, were very good schools.
Was your father from a very religious family then?
I don't think that he was very religious, but he used to go to temple and to temple, yes. And he was a religious person, not being an Orthodox, never.
Not an Orthodox. And what about your mother? What was her background?
My mother was less involved in that kind of thing. I always remember I was in all summers in the little town. I went from Bucharest. I was sent during summers to stay with my grandparents and my cousins and all my mother family. That is the meaning I can tell you. I was more close to my mother family.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the vineyard, we were there for 2 months each summer. And I remember my grandmother doing his prayer on a Friday night. And for my mother, losing this shawl my grandmother had, it was a very big deal, I want to say.
Your mother became more assimilated than her family then, do you think?
Not very assimilated, because she couldn't, but she was very cultivated. My mother had, I think my mother read cultures, literatures, not writers. She was very interested in all kind of things of art, mm-hmm. and culture.
In culture.
Mm-hmm. And she did that after finishing school. She did that by herself. I have to tell you something.
Yes.
That was before the First World War,
yes.
The World War I.
Yes.
In that part of Romania, came for something, I don't know for what, a French army was there, and some officers were sent to their home, and because my grandparents had a very big home, there were 2 or 3 French officers. Some of them were old, and one of them was young, and he taught French to all these sisters. My mother has 4 sisters, had
mm-hmm.
4 sisters, and they were 5 daughters, and after 5 daughters came finally a son,
mm-hmm.
my uncle, who is a doctor, and he is here in New York
mm-hmm.
right now, but he has his life also.
You mentioned before that there was someone who owned a vineyard in
the
town.
I don't know exactly how he bought that vineyard.
This was your grandfather or your great-grandfather, do you think?
I think that my grand-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather.
Yes,
uh-huh.
My grand-grandfather. And when my grandfather couldn't gain sufficiently to provide his family in that time, he was with his wife and the 2 first daughters. My mother is the second one. And they were in another town, and they went in that little town of my grandfather to take care of the vineyard, to have this big house, and had a sort of motel, something like that.
They set up like a...
And they settled there.
A vacation spot on the vineyard instead of using it as a vineyard.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I have somewhere some photos, I don't know.
Okay.
It was good for us because we were there and it was a beautiful place.
You're talking about your summers now, when you would go
to
stay with them.
To stay with them.
So they would have a motel where they would rent out rooms in order to keep
that
the
was
property
very
going.
Little too, yes.
Uh-huh.
Too little. And that vineyard was not big, but they worked very hard and it was a good place, more a good place to stay than, I don't know.
Can you tell me a little bit now about your growing up experience in Bucharest?
Yeah. Oh, my father was not so wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has some years, so up and downs and up and downs.
What kind of work was he doing?
An accountant.
An accountant?
Yeah, he was an accountant. He was also, after a while, he renounced that and he did a sort of commerce representation, some sort of what to...
Like a business representative?
Yes, mm-hmm. A representative of... it was a little plant of doing
stockings,
and he was a representative for Bucharest of that.
He was like a sales representative
for
manufacturing.
But he did also the accounting there
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in the same time. And that plant was, the two directors was one a Jew and the other one a German. And that was a kind of history. Because of that German, he was pushed out very early when the history changed, before the others were put out from all their own things. That.
What year do you think that was, that he was pushed out of his job?
Let me think. I don't remember so well. But
or how old were you, approximately?
Yeah, probably in 38 or 37.
Mm-hmm.
37 or 38, something like that.
You were in what kind of schools in Bucharest?
Let me tell you, because I think that was very important for me.
Mm-hmm.
Position or our house, the area
mm-hmm.
we stay at that time was a sort of, in Bucharest was not a Jewish ghetto like that, but it was a Jewish area where very many, if not all, were Jews. Very many.
They lived there by choice, do you feel? Or was it social pressure?
It was a sort of social pressure, and it was also the, in other areas you have to own, but that was renting houses, and the poor always, they rent houses, and in the downtown or in a special area was only Romanian or very, very rich Jewish people who were assimilated and were not more seen as Jewish because they changed religion.
They were had converted?
Yeah.
But was that fairly true for these upper-class Jews who lived in this area? Did most of them convert, or were there some who retained their Jewish identity and still were able to live in these non-Jewish areas?
It was not always like that, because they come. It was very changeable. I have had when I was 15 or 14. No, when I was 10, I had a very good friend of mine who had a very big and beautiful house, and they were somehow rich, but they were never converted. And his father was on the big family who was very Palestine-oriented.
Zionist.
Mizrahi.
Mizrahi. Uh-huh.
If you ever heard about.
Mm-hmm.
And she was my one of my best friend in that time. She was a colleague of mine in a Romanian, very Romanian high school, where I was able to enter based on a contest.
So this family was not converted, and yet
no.
They were wealthy and did not live in this Jewish section that you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes. The poor were more in a special area, was named Văcărești, and Dudești, Văcărești, Dudești, Văcărești, Dudești, let me see, Campoduci, etc.
Wait, those are the names of the...
Of the streets.
Of the streets.
Of the streets and the area.
So
and we were near, but near them or closed or in the middle. And when I went in the kindergarten, was a Jewish kindergarten.
Why was it a Jewish kindergarten?
Goldfarb. Why?
It was a Jewish school?
It was a Jewish kindergarten.
A Jewish kindergarten sponsored by the Jewish community?
Yes, by the Jewish community.
And Goldfarb Goldfarb
was the man who gave the most money to them, and his name was there.
I see. In other words, the kindergarten was separate from the elementary school. This was a separate school, this Goldfarb kindergarten.
I think so. I didn't went more when the elementary school. My father was in a better situation then, and he wanted for me to have a very good education today. So I don't that is to learn, besides the normal school, to learn foreign languages.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was sent to a Catholic school. My elementary school was a Catholic school with nuns.
What was that like for you as a Jew?
It was a fight, because in one day, my colleague, you know, we had banks. And my colleague of mine here stated not to me. I was a very good, I have had a very good scores, and I was a good learner.
Mm-hmm.
I was pleased to learn. That came from my mother. My mother
taught me. She gave you the attitude.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And my father wanted from me
mm-hmm.
to learn to some amount, because he couldn't say a woman going to a medical school is okay, but he was not thought to that kind of thing in that time. All he wanted was what he couldn't have, to learn foreign languages, and he was always, only he knew German, because he knew some Yiddish, and then he knew German.
You started to say that you sat in...
In that area.
A bank? When you were talking about your friend...
When I was talking about my friend was a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And because you put me, how I resented this position, I didn't realize anything until that colleague of mine told to another colleague of ours, "You, Kike." And then she came to me, the Jewish one, came to me and she stated, "You know what, your colleague, you are advising her for many lessons, and you are helping her."
You were helping her with her studies, this
With
Catholic
her
child.
Studies, and she told me that I am a Kike or so.
So she, you're this young Catholic girl, called another Jewish girl a kike.
A kike. And she came to me and she said to me, what are you helping her with? What are you doing? Because she's an anti-Semite and so.
Had she ever shown you this anti-Semitic
nature? No, because she needed me. She needed me, but she was not so friendly, and I began not to be too much friendly, but I couldn't stop to help her. When someone is asking you something, you have to give some, why not?
Were you friendly with her outside of school?
No, never.
Did you try to be, or was it just not something that could be done?
I have had a Romanian, not a Catholic, a Romanian Orthodox friend with whom I came on the same bus. She never, and I was very friendly to her.
You're talking about another Romanian of the Eastern Rite.
The most Romanian are Orthodox. That was a special school, and I think, and all my people told me that school, Catholic schools with nuns, were to make people to come to Catholicism.
You're distinguishing between the Catholics of the Eastern Rite,
yes,
versus Catholics of the Roman Rite.
The Romanian are Christian Orthodox.
Christian Orthodox.
Yes, as Russian is, as Bulgarian are,
yes,
as Greeks are.
Right.
All people, the most people, Romanian, are Orthodox.
Now,
even here.
When you went to the Catholic school that you're describing, was this of the Orthodox?
No.
This was not?
No.
Okay.
It was a Catholic school, but I was Jewish. Very many Jewish children were sent to that school because it was a very good school.
Mm-hmm.
A good learning school, but also some of Romanian Orthodox sent their children at that school.
Right. So it was a mixture.
It was a mixture, yes. And they put us, they made that such a program to go many times in the church, was in the same courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked the service because it was much singing there and music.
You had to go to the chapel.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. But I never become a good Catholic. And
Did they try to influence your religious belief in the school?
Yes, but very slightly. Very slightly. That was, they put us coming there, and we was put to learn the Bible, the New Testament. And we have a teacher for that, and we have score for that.
Mm.
And we learned, and you gave answers, but the believing was not there.
Okay. Were you also taught about the service and
belief
system?
We were there some, and it was very prized, the people who was Catholic, but was not so much. And the best in the class were Jewish. Between them. The first prize, that was not a state school,
mm-hmm,
was
a private.
A private,
yeah.
From the nuns. And we have to take an exam, that is, we were obliged. A sort of commission came from the Minister of Education to take us the exam, and we have to, and I had take exam the first elementary and the second elementary, and the third it was not anymore needed. I don't know why.
How was the nun's attitude towards you as a Jew?
It was not resented more as a Jew as the others.
The children had more resentment towards you?
The children was more than the nuns. The nun was, very elegant and very correct,
mm-hmm,
because they wanted to take us in their belief.
They wanted you to become Christian.
To become Catholic.
Become Catholic.
Not Christian, Catholic.
Catholic.
Yeah.
So you felt more negative feeling from the children, from the Catholic children?
From the Catholic children, yes, but not so much because they needed us. That was, I want to tell you that the time Romanian needed us for some advice or for some help or for to do her lesson, you know, to do her lesson, that was all right, and she knew that because of that she has not to be to hurt me in any way, because if she will hurt me I shall not help her anymore. That was the situation.
She needed you.
Yeah, that was. And I was the best at French, was normal, because my mother learned French from those, from school a little bit, and from these French officers who lived in their home. And I began to read, or she read for me.